It's The Takeaway. John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji are out. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. We want to turn the stimulus into a stimuli. Okay, sorry, couldn't help myself. What do you want in the economic stimulus bill that would help you, your family, your city, your even larger community? We've been asking you all morning, and we'd like to hear what you have to say. It's 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake at thetakeaway.org. Listen to this one.
I would like to see the stimulus money spent on renewable energy, something with respect to improving the way that renewable energy credits are allocated across different states. For example, South Carolina has no credits for folks to spend it on their own personal residential photovoltaic installations, whereas Massachusetts speaks to about 55%.
All right, and we've got another one for you. Check this out.
Hi, this is Steve from Stillwater, Oklahoma. As far as the stimulus is concerned, I'd like to see a little bit more tax cut action because I'm a recent college graduate and I'm starting my own graphic design business, and, you know, kind of every little bit helps.
Well, of course every little bit helps. You want an intern, he wants tax cuts.
Nobody's asked you what you want, Catherine. You haven't been put on the spot. What do you want the stimulus to do for you?
I am one of those people who agrees with the fact that you can make a long-term investment by providing short-term jobs. I like the idea of doing anything renewable. Anything that has to do with energy. I also, as a person who rides her bike every day in New York City, more bike lanes. Now that I say that, a cab will never pick me up again. That's for sure. Let's check out another one. What do we have here?
You know, what really passed in my house would be tax the Federal Reserve. 10% of gross domestic product is just about right. Anything else, we're all just competing for the same dollars to try to pay interest on our loans.
Tax the Federal Reserve. That would maybe keep them out of the tarp.
You know what I love, though, is the way he said, you know, what would work in my house? Whew.
Yeah.
Is it a bipartisan house?
Well, it sounds like it would work for conversations around the dinner table.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
for sure.
So.
And we have one more to go here. Listen to this one.
This is Fred from Savannah, Georgia, and I would like to see the stimulus package assist states for education purposes. If the school systems don't live up to their expectations and support the young people, then we'll have a bigger disaster than the economic problems we face today.
Okay, well, there is some education money in the stimulus. A lot of the education money in the Senate version got cut. The House has more education money than the Senate does, so they'll have to marry those together. That'll be news later on this week. We have one more. Let's hear this one.
Hi, my name is Catherine Nieves from Long Island, New York. A lot of education funding was taken out of the Senate version of the stimulus package. That needs to be put back in, and we need other funding for state and local governments as well to give us some relief from the ridiculous property taxes we're paying here.
I'm loving all of these. And, of course, you can add to this, 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake at thetakeaway.org. Let's slide in one more.
Hi, Jerry Tucker from Oklahoma City. We're a small business owner, and our tax liabilities, payroll tax, and other taxes are stifling to putting on new employees. Tax breaks would be the best benefit.
All right. And like we said, you can add to this, 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake at thetakeaway.org. I don't know about you, but my little heart just warms that people are taking this so seriously.
Me too. My heart warms too, and I'm warmed that I have one intern applicant from Oklahoma so far. Maybe we'll get more.
This is not why you're here.
Well, it's not, but as long as we're handing out stimulus ideas, I'll take mine. No doubt about it.